There's a question for you. Text coming through. Please don't ask the Rooch for a likely percentage of port landing Jason Horne Francis. We don't want to relive the Dunkley fiasco. That's from Dave. Mm. Do you want to, apart from the moo cow noise, do you want to give a percentage?
I would think they're a high chance, very high chance.
All right, I'll give one,
the question
Dave.
Is not that they're going to do the deal. It's what is going to be involved in the deal. So at this point, we know it's pick eight. We know it's the future second. It's the future first for next year.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going to be needed to get North Melbourne to actually sign the paperwork?
I would think if they're playing hardball, they desperately need players. So Miles Bergman's name gets thrown up, I think it'd be a tragedy. But if the lad wants to go, and like you pointed out just before we went on air, his brother plays there, maybe he's a chance. But when Port's in the window,
yep.
Why would you want to go? And Chris Davies has made it clear. We'll hear from Chris Davies shortly.
Well, he's on a one-year contract at Port. It's up to North now to actually make the deal so enticing for him.
That's where he can get massive overs.
That's right.
Might get a Jared Polak deal.
Yep.
Hey, 5 o'clock, we're going to chat to John Casey, Rooch, because it'd be wrong if we didn't wrap up what happened at the FIBA World Championships in Sydney, where the Aussie girls, the Opals, were so brave, and the USA, guess what they did?
Well, they won as they always do.
What is it now?
What is it, 30 games in a row and title after title after title? That's just them. It's their back, you know, it's their whole story.
7.5 minutes, I got the first smile out of you then. We'll have a chat to Case about it. The Aussies were good though, weren't they? They went down to China by two goals, so they could have got
in the gold medal player.
And they were way too good for Canada. All righty, let's jump into it. We're live and interactive. Stack of texts coming through. I better pre-read this one. Just as well I did, Rooch. Steve Price is the biggest buffhead, you can work it out, be creative, in Australian media. There's someone that's from Nick. He doesn't like him. Come on, the Melbourne media is barracking for Port to pay big time. One idiot suggested trading Butters and Rosie might get it done. Yes, it would get it done,
but it wouldn't be what Port Adelaide will put on the table.
That will never happen. Mm. Two number ones. First round and a future first round.
I just don't see North eagerly accepting that. As they point out, they had
what are they going to get then if they just have him sitting there and they don't roll over first day. No.
They're going to have to stretch this out and see just how committed Port Adelaide are to doing the deal. That's their right. At this point, they have possession. They're on a contract. They've got Jason Horne-Francis on a contract.
I know how it works.
He's not going to run.
I know that, Rooch. I'm just offering suggestions.
Right.
You are grumpy today. 36 has just had a win in America. Huge for the club. See if you can get Andrew Gaze on. He was over there. Well, we could try and get Gaze. You've got an update on that, Rooch.
First time ever a local Australian top league team has gone to the US, beaten the Phoenix Suns 134-122, which is quite a result considering where Phoenix are in terms of the big time.
And by all reports, they didn't rest all their superstars. They were out there.
Yeah, they played them. So there you are. They've made a mark, the 36ers. Let's hope it continues all the way when they come home.
Well, you know what that does now? Expectation, Rooch.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah, well, they're due, aren't they, to use those famous words. Yeah. Here's one from Lindsay. Boys, the bottom line is that Jason wants out and North will want to get what they can before his contract is up. Mm. No player would want to go to North, so a player won't be a part of it. Let the cobblers cobble, a deal will get done. Lindsay, I like it. Well, let's have a listen to someone's at the coalface. That's Chris Davies. This is when the general manager of football for Port, this is when he realised the deal with Jason Horne-Francis could be done.
I look, over the last week or so, we've had some contact with Jason's manager and also his family. So, I mean, look, things really progressed over the last, let's say, 72 hours or so, but we probably, over the last week had contemplated whether this was going to be a deal that both Jason was willing to do and also North Melbourne. So, it's been 72 hours, the period of time that things have certainly progressed, but yeah, we thought over the last week that there was a chance and we're pleased that we ended up in the position that we have today.
So only over the last week?
Well, if you wind back the clock, if Josh Dunkley had said yes, what would have happened? Well, probably not. When Jack Graham is invited to Alberton, he's also told that Jason Horne-Francis is about to happen. So he then decides over the weekend, well, I'm not going into that frame.
Talk about sliding doors, Rooch. So if There's
clearly
said yes.
a plan A, plan B, plan yeah. C, and it's got all the way to plan Jason Horne-Francis. Which
and are we allowed to say his name now? We don't have to say the Bourne identity anymore.
Well, Steve's probably has to deal with it now.
I'm going to see. I can't see any messages from Steve.
No, I think he'll be in the fetal position. Okay.
Nick says, is Dylan still trying to stitch up Port with Crouch? Oh, he'd be very good for you, Nick. I stand by that.
I don't think that deal is going to ever happen.
No, I don't think it will. We don't know what deal will happen. He's a bit like Tom Mitchell. We'll get to that shortly. This is Chrissy Davies on where the Jason Horne-Francis deal stands.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jason Cripps and Brady Rawlings from North Melbourne are obviously looking to work through a deal that's good for both parties at the moment. Not much has happened today from a trade perspective around the competition. We've been sat in our office here waiting for a bit of action to happen. It looks like it's pretty quiet at the moment, but I'm sure that both of those guys will work on a deal over the next period of time.
We'll ask Matt Rendell what they do. He said they're just sitting around in the office twiddling their thumbs. There's 2 weeks of sitting at Marvel Stadium. There'd be a lot of downtime, wouldn't there?
Well, the other thing that happens is the clubs also make it known to their rivals. You might want to make a phone call to so-and-so because... Mm. We're looking to trade him on. Now, Pete Ryan's reporting from The Age that Riley Bonner, who does have a contract at Port Adelaide, is now part of the trade talks, that if someone wants to make a bid, Port are prepared to listen. Now, that puts Riley Bonner in an interesting spot as well because he has to agree, otherwise he stays at Port Adelaide.
It would have to be a lot more money, wouldn't it?
And
just why
security
would you?
As
he
well.
Doesn't have the
long-term contract.
Well, long-term, yeah, exactly. Here's the million-dollar question, Rooch. I'm not sure we get a straight answer here. Chris Davies was asked today on AFL Trade Radio what he thinks is adequate compensation. I'm getting tired of saying his name already for JHF.
Oh look, I mean, as I say, that's something that that Cripper here and Brady will work through. You know, I certainly don't want to. Leave this conversation or any not acknowledging that that Jason is a really good player and ultimately the club will be willing to work with North Melbourne to find the right trade and the right outcome for both.
And that's going to be interesting what that right outcome becomes because, as North has made very clear from the very beginning of this, they had more on the table from Adelaide a year ago.
Oh, yeah. And Richmond, was it? Was it Richmond?
There was another club that made
a
move.
Yeah, there were two. It was Richmond, I think.
So,
please correct us if we're wrong. I think it was Richmond.
So two first rounds is a starting base. I'm still going to be intrigued as to what becomes the third part of this deal that closes it.
All right. Well, let's hear from... what have we got to? Oh, here we go. We're trying to give you a bit of everything here to keep you up to speed with things. Chris Davies was asked, could a Port player be a part of the deal?
Oh look, yeah. I mean, I guess that's one thing that North Melbourne and our guys will contemplate. I think right now we'd be suggesting that we want to add Jason to our existing group of players. Mm. So it's not something that we've contemplated. We don't want to bring Jason in and let other players who we think are going to be helpful for us at AFL level go. But I'm sure that with North Melbourne we'll have a think about that and. And if the time comes, then we'll have to consider it as well. But right now, our preference would be to deal from a draft selection capital perspective and go from there. But you never say never through this period, do you? You've got to keep your eyes open to all of the possibilities. And as I say, that's one thing that I think our guys do really well.
And nor should you say never, because it was only a few years ago there was a young Ryan Burton in Las Vegas.
Yes.
He was happily based in Melbourne. Happily sitting at the Hawthorn Footy Club, he had put down a deposit or even bought a place.
He was
happily
gutted.
Settled. And in comes the phone call from Alistair Clarkson. You're part of a deal.
Can be brutal at times. Hey, before we go to a break, Rooch, here's one for you. And Bumfluff Benny said this to me today when I came into work earlier. Rooch, you've been suggesting Port Adelaide weren't all that keen on Jason Horne-Francis for a while, and the primary interest was from Adelaide. We all know you're an employee, so what has changed? Well, we did feel it was leaning that way, and that was mainly based on the big crack that Adelaide had before.
Yep. Plus some historical data about where Jason Horne-Francis fitted with a few things, but clearly after all the events of the past 2 weeks, be it Dunkley, be it whatever else, Port Adelaide,
and Adelaide
had the
didn't
mix.
Have the room now.
No, clearly not. They don't have the assets to be able to. Now, whether Port then thinks if they were trying to get into an auction at the end of next year, forget it. Whether the word has changed so much about Jason Horne-Francis being homesick that this was the time to strike, well, they've struck.
Just on that one, another text coming through here. Clearly his reason of homesickness is garbage when he only talks to one club. No, he did talk to Adelaide. They confirmed that today. They had a chat and their response was that they respect the heritage he has with the Port Adelaide Football Club. But, yeah, now I've been saying for a while, Adelaide will struggle even to get young Michael Annie in, in regards to points. So there was no room to get a Jason Horne-Francis after putting it so much into Isaac Rankin. We thought it may happen the following year. But, look, it's great news for Port Adelaide. And can I say, Root, as a South Australian, it is great to see the best of our talent coming back to South Australia.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is a positive story.
Last week, talking to Matthew Rendell about how hard it is to get local talent home. Suddenly there's two of the best.
Yep, it is great. Great
news.
I'm
trying to think the last time we struck that sort of gold.
Well, we couldn't get a Kernahan back. We couldn't get a Pavlich back. There's been plenty that we couldn't.
Classics, aren't there, yeah.